1 Corinthians chapter 10. And, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and they all had themselves baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and they all ate the same spiritual food, and they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock following them, and the rock was Christ. But God was not pleased with most of them, as is evidenced by how they were strewn around in the desert. But these things were depictions for us, so that we should not be intent on evil things, as they for their part were intent. And do not become idolaters, as some of them did. As indeed it stands written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they stood up to make sport. And let us not fornicate, as some of them fornicated, and 23,000 fell in one day. And let us not put Christ to the test, as some of them put him to the test, and were destroyed by the serpents. And do not grumble, as some of them grumbled, and were killed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen to those people as depictions, but they have been written as a warning to us, on whom the ends of the ages have converged. So he who thinks he is standing, let him watch out that he does not fall. Temptation has not got a grip on you, except for the humankind. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can take, but rather will also fashion the outcome with the temptation so that you can endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to the prudent. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not fellowship with the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not fellowship with the body of Christ? Because although many, we are one loaf of bread, one body, for we all partake of one loaf of bread. Look at Israel according to the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifices involved with the altar? What then do I say? That an idol is anything? Or that which is offered to an idol is anything? No, but I say that what the Gentiles offer, they offer to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become involved with the demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord as well as the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the demons' table. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we really stronger than him? Everything is permitted me, but not everything is profitable. Everything is permitted me, but not everything edifies. Let no one seek his own interest, but rather let each seek that of another. Eat anything that is sold in the meat market, not inquiring in any way for conscience's sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness of it. If any of the unbelievers invites you round, and you wish to go, eat everything laid before you, not inquiring in any way for conscience's sake. But if anyone says to you, this has been offered to idols, do not eat it, on account of him who informed you, and conscience. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness of it. And I don't mean your own conscience, but that of the other. For why should my freedom be judged by another's conscience? If I partake in gratitude, why should I be vilified for that for which I give thanks? So whether you eat, or whether you drink, or whether you do anything, do everything to the glory of God. Be inoffensive to both Jews and Greeks, as well as to the Church of God, as I also please everyone in respect of all things, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, so that they may be saved.